Hey, what it do, what the business is. It's about that time of the year. Another mashup, man. Realville Media is in the building. To my left, who do I have to my left, sir?
I am Spike Lou. It's another quarter in the books.
Absolutely, man. Who else we got in here?
It's your boy, Coach Locke. Holding it down, back in the building.
Yeah. J-Hove, man, holding down for FSP.
There you go, man. If you are new to this, then you know how we get down. We've got all three shows on the network in the building, and we cover three topics from each of the three shows, man. That's sports, hip-hop, and fashion. It's that simple, man. Y'all want to get to it? Which one y'all want to kick it off with first?
We always kick it off with sports.
My bad. We also got the producer in the building. I'm sorry. My bad.
The light reflecting off your head. This is boy MX in the building, man. You already know how it goes down.
Oh, yeah. There it is, man. What y'all want to kick it off with, man? Y'all the guests. What y'all want to do? Lock, what you got?
I guess it's on the right to go with the sports.
Let's do it. Say no more, man. The NBA draft is nearing. I think it's a pretty clear cut who's going to get the number one pick. Mm-hmm. It's going to Zion Williamson, clearly. My question, I'm going to start with you, Jay. You're the sports guy, man. Do you believe in the Zion hype?
I don't believe in it necessarily, but I like the way that he signed the two agents, one on the court, one off the court, both with CAA, two African-American agents. So I think CAA has the infrastructure to keep him.
Oh, you like black agents now?
I like black CAA agents, not named Rich Paul. For sure. He used to work for CAA, too.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. But to have a client roster like George Clooney, Tom Cruise, the Mannings, Jordan Peele, he'll do the right thing for Zion long term. He just do his part on the floor, which that's where the trouble's going to be.
Locke.
I think the hype is too much for him to live up to. It's kind of like he's almost getting LeBron hype. We've never seen anybody live up to the hype like LeBron has, and he actually passed the hype, I believe, all the things he's accomplished. I think Zion is still going to be a player. I just don't know if he's going to be as big as they think he's going to be because he still has a lot of things to work on in this game.
Is Zion a slam dunk all-star?
I think he's a slam dunk all-star. I think the hype is warranted. I think that he showed in Duke that he can carry himself and make sure that, you know, when people come to see him, that he gives them what they're looking for. I think you got a good coach in Monty Williams. I think you're going to be able to build a good team around him. New Orleans is a city. It's not too big. They embrace their superstars like Drew Brees. I feel like that he would be in the same vein. He's going to be like a Drew Brees, something of that nature for the basketball team. He's going to make New Orleans a town where they start to care about basketball. And he'll have 2 or 3 years to grow into what they think he's going to be. Within those 2 or 3 years, I think that they'll finally realize that, okay, he ain't going to be LeBron, but he'll be something for the city of New Orleans to celebrate. And I think that's the biggest takeaway.
So nobody has him as matching the hype. I want to be clear on this.
What about you? What you think?
I think he's going to match the hype. I think he's in a good situation, too, because it's not a big city. It's not the bright lights. The rumor was that he wasn't really trying to go to a big city. I don't know how legit that was. But he ended up going to a small town. It was, relatively speaking, a small market. And he's going to be the face of him. And I think they're going to embrace him. Yeah, they need something to cheer in New Orleans, for sure, for the basketball side.
Yeah. So
I think the coach is actually Alvin Gentry, correct? Still Alvin Gentry?
Yeah, the coach is still Alvin Gentry.
I said Monty Williams. He
went to Phoenix.
Alvin Gentry. I think Alvin Gentry. I think he's a good coach for Zion. Because I don't think he's going to live up to the exact hype. But I think he's going to be maybe almost there. And I think Gentry can cultivate his talent and put him where he needs to be.
What about the sneaker deal? Who do you guys think he's signed with?
Whoever got the most bread.
Nike. Nah, that ain't necessary.
Because they could be Lee Ning, Peak, New Balance.
He need to sign with Master P.
Oh my God.
See, no. Mignotti's.
New Balance got
that. He don't even need to play with the Nikes. Just go ahead and roll it out and do that. Like, capitalize off tearing the sneaker up in college. Do a dope commercial based off that.
Slow motion, black and white. Yeah.
It's already laid out there for him.
Making it indestructible. Will he have a signature shoe off the rip?
Why not? It very rarely happened, though.
That don't happen.
Bron didn't even have it. Did Bron have it?
Bron did. Zoom generation.
That's his.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So guess what? Zion will, too.
I doubt it.
If they want to sell sneakers,
not with Nike.
If them new Zions were available next year.
No kid was walking around looking like Zion Williams.
It don't matter. They look up to him.
The reason that Steph Curry shoes were off the shelves was because you look at every kid they looks ugly. Like Steph Curry.
Wait.
Oh, people were buying those shoes?
Man, get the hell out of here. People were buying the hell out of Steph Curry shoes. Yeah.
Like if you went to a tournament, like those travel tournaments, those exposure tournaments.
So why are people buying Kyrie shoes?
That's another shoe they buying.
It is. Because they look up to him. It's like, a fun. He has a fun game. Like, he's entertaining.
He dribbles like.
But no, he's not 6'8", 270 that can jump over the goal.
People so y'all are saying that people buy shoes based on they think that they can play like Kyrie and Steph?
Yes. Yes. Nobody's walking around looking like Zion Williamson unless you're Husky. No disrespect to Husky Nation.
But Kyrie has a coolness to him. Zion doesn't give off that.
So big men can't sell shoes?
No.
They haven't. Name the last one.
Give me one big man.
David. How long ago was that?
Come on, bro.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
David
Sean Robinson. Kemp?
Sean Kemp.
Think about how long we talking.
KG?
Think about how long we talking.
Tim Duncan?
Where them KGs at?
Tim Duncan had them like phone posit type.
We just named five big men that have sold shoes.
No,
dude.
They didn't sell shoes. Every one of those shoes were cool looking shoes.
No, KG had
the Nikes.
Yeah, for sure.
He had the fire Nikes too.
Yeah, but y'all do realize you haven't named one recent big man.
Yeah, no, that
Zion been away from big men.
That's my point.
They couldn't get AD in the shoe. AD could sell a shoe, but he's not selling the shoe.
He got a unibrow, bro. He's not selling the shoe.
There's a lot of people walking around. Yeah, I'm telling you, dog.
I ain't buying.
Twin just cut it.
That was early.
I'm
gonna say that one. I got one though.
would it been better if he went to the Knicks? If the Knicks would have got the number one pick, you think that'd have been a better look for the league?
Oh, for him?
No, fuck New York.
Damn.
Oh, nah.
That was
don't
him extra. I want to put
do that
out
now. When we ain't talking about Nas. Don't do no fucking New York when it's Nas. But
talking about.
I think that's a good look. I think that's where it should have been somewhere that he should have been. I ain't tuning in the league pass to see him play in Drew Brees Arena. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him in MSG. Yeah. I want it to be an event, like the stars being there, making it a thing when he plays. So, yeah, I think the league definitely lost out by him not being in New York.
So we said what we all thought as far as he's going to live up to exposure now. What will be, you said he's going to live up to the hype.
I think so.
What would that be? Like, what would that look like? Making it to the championship, being all NBA.
Nah,
because
I don't think the team going to be that good. I think his singular accomplishments, he'll look like what, 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll show flashes.
Any
he'll
all-star be consistent. Accolade, anything like
not
that?
Not the first year. No. He'll do the rookie year rookie game and all that shit. Rookie of the year, for sure.
No, he's not winning rookie of the year.
Morant.
Nah, Ja Morant.
And then said no, and then said yes. You think John Moran win rookie of the year?
Sure.
Who you got?
Hey,
I don't think Zion's going to win it. I don't have a pick officially.
Yeah, I got the field versus Zion.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think they're going to be good enough.
So is it based off the team record, or are you basing it off somebody just having more opportunity than Zion will? Because Zion ain't going to be the leader of that team, is he not?
Both. I'm thinking of both. Okay. His team's not going to be good enough.
I hope he has a point guard and get him the ball.
Right, I don't think he'll be as dominant like that in the league.
Drew Holiday.
Now he played it too.
Drew Holiday leads.
But they can put him at point.
Yeah. We'll see. Let's keep it sports, man. You know how we get down. We like to talk about our teams, give them grades for the season. Now, we'll be here all day if we talked about our pro basketball, pro football, college football. We'll be here all day, baseball. We're going to keep it simple, man. Let's do NBA and NFL. Lou, I'm going to start with you. What's your grade for your Celtics and your Cowboys?
For the upcoming season or the one that just was completed?
The grade that just completed.
For the Celtics, it's a D minus. Kyrie Irving ruined our season, tried to sabotage our franchise. The president, Brad Stevens, was doing his best to get that cancer out of there, and now he finally gone, and we'll be better next year. So that Kyrie completely ruined our season. Cowboys, I would say a B+. Completely surprised at us being able to make the playoffs. I thought we win 4 games this year.
Y'all did overachieve.
Definitely overachieved.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
That's a fact.
I think the talent, though, with that being said, I think the talent has finally caught up to where it needs to be, being that we got to pay all of these people now. So Jason Garrett doesn't have a contract extension.
He doesn't need one.
No, he definitely doesn't need one until they prove that we can win this year. So it's put up or shut up this year as far as winning. For Cooper, Garrett, Prescott, Zeke, all of those guys.
Mm-hmm. You gave him a B. Did they win the playoff game?
Excuse me?
You said you gave him a B+.
Yes.
Did they win a playoff game?
I mean, it's the Cowboys, so the bar is low. Let's be honest. The bar is low.
Did y'all, your team made the playoffs?
They just won the championship. But go ahead, I'll let you.
I mean, you got rings, y'all got?
Enough.
Five. Gotcha. Did your team make the playoffs? So I'm going to go D and B. D for the Celtics, B for the Cowboys.
All right, Hov, what you got?
49ers. Jimmy got hurt.
It's F.
But here's the thing. It's a C-. I mean, you have to look at it. The 49ers are 6-2 in games that Garoppolo has played towards ACL. So we have Tevin Coleman. We got young wide receivers, Debo Samuels. We got Pettis. We got, you know, a really good team. So the future is bright for us as long as we can keep Jimmy. upright on my Bulls. Man, D minus, man. I just hope we could get the fourth pick and maybe trade. I don't know, man.
You want Lonzo.
I want Lonzo. Yeah. Yeah, very much so. But I'm worried about our franchise player, Zach LaVine. And he's not a franchise player. So him and Lauri Markkanen. So, yeah, with my Bulls, just tough sled, man.
Y'all Bulls got some promise, though.
We got promise. We young.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah, he was
exactly
all right.
Yeah, we got Lauri. We
didn't
got Wendell
Corley. Like, fight the coach. And he hate making practice for sure. 2-3 hours.
Yeah, and who the hell wants to go through that?
That's a good point.
That's all. Everybody wants to go through that.
That's a good point. Lock, how your squad's looking?
I'm a 49ers fan also, so I give us a D, though, because the injury was a part of it, and it cost us our season. You know, we didn't win no games really after he got hurt and went down. So my 49ers, I give us a D. I've never had an NBA favorite team.
That's unfortunate.
Okay. It is. I mean, I don't know if it's just growing up playing basketball all those years. I always had favorite players. So I would root for Reggie Miller, who was your Pacers fan, and the Heat because of Dwayne Wade.
For sure.
So I never really had a favorite NBA team.
Who your favorite player now that D-Wade go?
Damian Lillard and Jamal Murray.
Great picks.
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray. I wish we would have picked him.
That's SP Gatterman would say that's your pick. That's your
Yeah, my Pistons, they let me down, man. They made the playoffs for no reason. It's always bad when you make the playoffs and get swept in the first round.
Unexpected, though.
Yeah, but if we would have had a healthy Blake Griffin, we would have lost in five. So I would have rather not made the playoffs and got a nice pick. I would have rather taken that, especially now that we see how the lottery works out.
Right,
The damn Pelicans got the number one pick. So now, hindsight, I would have took that instead. My Packers, we had a rough year. Injury bug, that killed us. I'll still give us a C, though. I like what we did in the draft mainly. You know what I'm saying? And I like what we did in free agency. We got pass rush help. We got safety help. We're going to be a problem next year if we can keep 12 standing on 2 feet. We're going to be hoisting that Lombardi trophy. That Lombardi coming home if we can keep him healthy.
Right.
Believe that.
I don't think y'all coach a fraud.
The new one?
Yeah. I got a fraud.
Really?
Yeah. I think
you're a fraud. He tore his Achilles, too. Shout out to him. Achilles game. Black.
Our coach did?
Yeah.
Nah, man. What's
Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur.
From the Titans?
Mm. Yeah, I think he a fraud, man.
I'm hot about that, dude.
Start with the hometown Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks, I gave them a C-. Only because I would have gave them a strong C, but I feel like they won too many games toward the end.
Agreed.
And that kind of messed up a lot. Although we have two picks in the lottery, I'm not mad at that. So they have promised Trae Young is a star. So I'm looking forward for the Hawks. You know, we have a good young nucleus I think we can build off of.
Knowing what you know now, would you rather have Trae Young in that 10th pick or just had Luka?
That's tough.
Because that's what y'all got out of that from the trade was the 10th pick this year.
I think we can build through the draft, so I'm happy with the decision. I wasn't at first.
All right, fair enough.
I wasn't at first. I ain't gonna lie. Luka was killing, but Trae Young really brought it in the second half. The Eagles, I'm going to give them a B-, considering we lost one of the best quarterbacks in the league last year to an injury.
one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
That's very debatable.
$100 million man. Christ. Look it up.
It's debatable.
That mean
to injury, and we still we were a drop pass away from the NFC Championship. So I give them a B-.
Fair enough. Real quick, any predictions for your team? Where do y'all see y'all going this year? Is anyone down about their squad, or is everybody optimistic?
Oh, I'm NFC Championship all day.
We're delusional, I see.
All day.
NFC
Championship with Jason Garrett getting fired.
Oh, he's getting fired.
He's to be fired.
I mean, we got everything we need. We got Frederick coming back. Yeah. We signed a Cooper. We got Tavon Austin. We got the Tavon Austin and your man's from Randall Cobb. We got Zeke. Our line is back where it's supposed to be.
The defense, best young
line back. Jalen Smith and Van Ness. We got Byron Jones. We just drafted it to help with the backfield. Like, we're set up if Jason Garrett can coach it to where it's supposed to be.
And the quarterback is overrated.
I mean, you just called Carson Wentz one of the best players in the league.
He's better than your quarterback by far.
But I can't take your quarterback judgment.
By far.
Any fairly if you call him Carson Wentz great. Him and Dak Prescott are primarily the same.
Oh,
Dak Prescott's numbers are even Dak Prescott's numbers are better than his. Yeah, I do. Dak Prescott's numbers are better than his, and he can stay on the field.
Let me ask you this. If you're a Cowboys fan, if the Browns called you right now and said, give us Zeke, Dak, and Amari for OBJ.
No.
Damn, Nick Chubb. And you're not taking that? And a quarterback? You're not trading your three for them three?
Nah, I mean, I'm not letting go of Zeke at all. The only way Zeke leaves, I wouldn't trade. I think that Zeke the best running back in the league. And I don't think, well, I know for a fact that wide receivers don't win championships. Like, you can look over the last 20 years.
That's a fact.
Top wide receivers never been on a championship team. So I don't want OBJ at all. I think Zeke is, like, one of the best. Top five players in the league.
Yeah, I can't argue.
So I can't give him up.
Do running backs win championships?
More than wide receivers.
I mean,
more
so than
I don't know about that.
Sony Michel was big in the Patriots winning.
Stop.
You think Sony Michel
was? No, he wasn't. Come on. Stop.
He was a very important part.
Yeah, like he was important part. System. He carried them the first two games, the last two playoffs.
12
carried. 12 always carried.
12. That's true. 12 favorable calls, too.
Always does.
12. That's 12. That's what 12 do. That's part of his game.
Can't touch him.
I mean, but I'm not mad at anything that my team has done other than continue to have Jason Garrett.
I was about to say, that's the thing I would be mad at.
If Jason Garrett is there after this year and we'll make it to at least the NFC Championship, then I would be upset. But I think all the pieces are in place. People want to give Jerry Jones a hard time, but the roster look good. The roster look good. The coach is
on paper.
Trash. Yeah, on paper.
Sure. Fair enough. Let's move on to the NBA free agency, man, the third topic in our sports section. Now, we're not going to go through the whole damn free agency. It's a whole lot of moving parts about to happen. But we want to focus on the big four teams, the two New York teams and the two L.A. teams. Yeah. The Clippers, the Lakers, the Nets, and the Knicks. Where do they go from here? Because there's not enough talent for everybody to be satisfied. Somebody's going to be left out in the cold. Jay, who you got?
Well, let's start with the Knicks. I think they need to just stand pat, let the young guys grow. They got Dennis Smith Jr. They have Mitchell Robinson, Kevin Knox, Lonzo Trier. Hopefully R.J. Barrett in the mix with that.
Yeah.
Be another year of rebuilding. But they're taking the Golden State Warriors approach with things, and I think that's the best way to go about it if you're the Knicks. I don't think they'll get any free agents. Maybe Tobias Harris.
But does that fan base, are they going to stand for that?
I'm a Knicks fan, I'm mad. Like,
how much longer they got?
Bro, I'm not coming to see Dennis Smith Jr. and Kevin Knox. Like,
and
nah.
Alonzo
man.
Trio.
And
whoever
they held Dennis Smith Jr. back. They ain't let him play. Sure, they were tanking for Zion.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't want to see
Shout
that
out
if I'm
Dennis
New York.
Jr.
He good.
He can play.
I just don't want to see that if I'm New York. Y'all like, nah, man, I'm tired of it. I'd be tired of it if I was a Knicks fan.
But so you got to look at it, though. Golden State was probably feeling the same way.
Yeah,
they were trash for
when
him.
When they had Monte Ellis and Steph back
together. It's a process, you know.
Process has been going on for a long time. Phil Jackson that came in here and shit the bed. Like, if I'm a Knicks fan, I want really something to happen next season. Like, I want Kemba. I want something at least, that's going to bring me to the Garden other than it being the Garden.
And everybody thought that Kyrie and KD would be heading to the Knicks, but
now that don't look
Everybody thought the Knicks were going to get that first pick.
That's what it was.
So you don't get the first pick, you don't get nothing. KD, you ain't getting Kyrie.
Nah, I don't believe that.
It was a joy to watch the disappointment of the Knicks.
Jeez.
Rebuild one more year, man. Get it going.
Really?
So let's say the Knicks get the number one pick next year. Who would they – like, who's the prospect? Who's the Zion of next year?
It's too soon. I don't know.
There's some players.
What's the dude name that y'all was talking about? Like, the number one player coming in?
You talking about Marvin Bagley?
No. He's in the league already.
James Wiseman.
James Wiseman.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Is that the –
It's Chris Bosh, 2.0.
It's not another Zion.
I'm the Knicks. I ain't tanking for that.
I ain't tanking
for Chris Bosh 2.0.
But it's a kid that's going to play overseas. He's really good, too, but he's still not enough.
Lock, who you got getting left out of these two New York and two L.A. teams? Somebody going to get the short end of the stick.
Yeah, I think New York is going to be the team. I just don't see the Lakers being left out after the debacle that happened where they thought they were going to get the big trade in a season to help LeBron. So they're going to get somebody. The Clippers are in the running. I don't think that Kawhi is staying in Toronto. I think he's going to leave and either go to the Clippers or the Lakers, one of those two.
Wow.
So I could see him going to the Clippers.
For sure.
And Brooklyn's going to get Kyrie and KD.
Yeah.
So I think the Knicks will be the team that's left out of those four.
Sure. Damn. Lou, who you got?
The Knicks. I think the Knicks are going to be left out for all the reasons. They haven't been able to get it right up until this point. I don't think that anything changes with this offseason. I believe that they had their eggs in the basket of KD. With the injury, I think that a lot of that went down shit creek, and I don't think that they're going to be able to recover. Like, I think the Knicks are left out.
What makes the Clippers so attractive? I'm not understanding.
Doc Rivers. And the young squad.
Doc
Rivers going to let you – I feel like that – just from what I've heard through hearsay, that most players enjoy playing for Doc. Like Patrick Beverly.
Coach.
Yeah, Patrick Beverly, those guys. He ain't going to ride you to the point where the Bulls coach, like what we was talking about, when you're practicing 3 hours, you don't like
coach.
Being there.
Yeah, definitely players coach.
Twin, who you got? You got a dog in this fight?
I think the Clippers going to be the surprise for everybody. Doc, they got it working over there, man. Got to give them a lot of credit. Of course, the Lakers are the most attractive, you know, team. People think they're going to make the most splash. But I feel like the Clippers are going to be the team that everyone is talking about after free agency is over. And the New York Knicks, nobody wants to go to New York.
I'm listening to Vegas. They got the Lakers 4-1 odds.
Yeah, I mean, they're going
to get Vegas knows. They got their ear to the street.
Sure. So AD and LeBron is enough to win a chip.
Hell no.
That ain't it.
No. What? But they got enough for two.
No?
No, it's not. No. I don't think so.
LeBron never played with anybody.
He's never played with anybody, AD, and won without somebody.
I think he'll get Kimba, too. Somebody in that. In that
oh, okay.
Like
now,
that.
If that happens.
Yeah, they cooking.
Yeah sure. Now they cooking with hot grease. Because the Warriors done, though.
Yeah, they done.
For next year.
Yeah, for next year.
The dynasty over for the Warriors.
Yes.
I'm calling it.
Yes.
I think so.
For next year.
Tim, what does that mean for next year?
That means 41-41.
So after Klay comes back, are
they
not back?
41-41 next year?
I mean, Klay will be
y'all
back.
Ain't telling me.
Klay's out the entire year.
Steph's not a top three player if they're going 41-41.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they're in the West.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're going to be a 500 team.
And
next
you
year.
Said Steph was how good?
What do you mean I said?
Steph playing all year next year, right?
Yeah,
y'all telling me they're not going to the playoffs and they got the top three player?
They ain't no
West. They'll be fine. I think you average right around 31 a game. They'll get a piece. They'll get a piece.
How many games will they win?
They'll win 45 games.
Will they make
the playoffs?
They'll be an AC in the West.
Wow.
Stand on that conviction.
Nah. 500 team next year, bro. Straight up.
That says a lot about Steph, I believe.
Don't do him any kind of way.
Like,
come on, don't do him any kind of way. Him and Draymond can only do so much.
You got to think about when
James Harden was by himself most of the season, and they were the 4 seed?
Dude, CP
am I wrong?
55 games.
Yeah,
who did?
CP played 55.
It's a Hall of Famer.
That nigga's gone. Like CP.
PJ Tucker, he got the shoes out there. He cooking in the shoes and shit.
James Harden had help. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, Harden had help.
So when Kyrie was in Cleveland by himself, how many
Steph
games
Steph gonna get
winning?
Somebody this year. They get the exception. They're gonna get the exception for Klay contract. So they're gonna get to spend 50% of that. So
and then there's gonna be a huge
medium
hole.
Level help with medium level help like James Harden had. Y'all telling me that man is an eighth seed?
James Harden is a distributor too, though.
He had more than medium.
Steph can't pass. I thought he averaged like 7-8 assists.
Begging on base, they don't get nobody. That's what I'm
saying. I think
they're
going
to
get somebody.
If they get somebody,
but it's going to be B level. Like a Tobias Harris or something like
they'll
that.
They'll make enough with that then.
So Tobias Harris and Steph can't get them to the playoffs?
Yes. No. If they, I yes, the I think so. Yeah.
They're going to get another piece.
I
I'm
think
telling
so.
They, Bob Myers will find a way. Now, this AD and this Klay injury hurt him as far as free agency. Well, I think he was going to go another. Yeah, hurt him big time. But he'll still find a way to sneak a big time player there, and I don't know where Boogie goes, but
New York. Boogie gonna go to the Knicks.
I think he'll get a big time free agent to come to Golden State, especially
Tobias Harris.
To see the face. Yeah, somebody like that.
Where's Jimmy Butler going?
That's
the Lakers. I think he goes to the Lakers.
Either there or Houston. I think they trade that CP.
I think he might go to
contract. He goes to Houston. He's from Houston. So
you think Minnesota's gonna take that? I mean, I think Philly's gonna take that CP contract.
No, I'm saying they trade him. They trade CP Phoenix somewhere like that. And then they trade and they find a way to sign. They need some money.
Nobody.
Yeah, but I don't see nobody
CP
picking up
contract.
That contract.
I'm telling you, people, dude, Miami
nobody.
Wants the CP contract
Miami,
right now. They
Miami
have Goran Dragic.
Miami does.
Well, that's true.
Miami won.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
It's very disrespectful to CP.
He got 2 years left.
Because he's not going
to
play a full season.
Top 3-point guard of all time, dude.
I get that, but
it's time to move on after that quote.
He's not going to play a full season, though. We know that.
CP?
Yeah. He's
in Miami, he will.
He might not make play in the playoffs because he's going to get hurt.
He'll be fine.
Mm. What about that one?
We'll see, man. Let's move on, man, to our hip-hop portion of the show. Three questions. Let's kick this one off, man, with Nipsey Hussle, of course. That was the event that kind of shocked the rap world, March 31st. He was gunned down in front of his plaza, specifically his Marathon store. I'm going to kick it to you guys first because we did an entire episode.
Sure. Did a good job with that, too.
Appreciate that, real talk. From your perspective, man, how did this kind of affect the game?
I think we needed a person like Nipsey Hussle, and I think the reign that he had over hip-hop won't be felt until 5-10 years down the road because the West Coast really needed a person like Nipsey Hussle. It's really hard for some people from the South or even the North to listen to Nipsey Hussle or West Coast music at all, and he was the glue between that, though. So I think somebody will have to step up from the West Coast, and I don't know exactly who that is. Not Roddy Ricch. I mean, he's more of a singer-rapper type of guy. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a huge void to fill in hip-hop in the West Coast, and I don't know how they're going to do it.
Like, what you think?
Man, it was a really big deal. I don't think people understood the magnitude that Nipsey had as far in the hip-hop culture, like the things he was doing, not just with rap and music.
Yeah.
He was doing a lot of things off the rap, I guess you could say. you know, in the community, showing people how to build businesses and to do other things. So it was a really big loss for the community of hip hop.
It was deep in the rap for sure.
Yes.
Lou, has the momentum from that kind of, is that still going on right now in your opinion, or has it tailed off a little bit?
I think that the momentum has kind of, it's not as strong as it was, but I still don't think that it resorted back to a place where we were before Nipsey passed. I do think that people, the thought process has changed some, as opposed to it being reckless, as opposed to it being on site or just
gotcha.
As it was before then. I do think that you have certain people, not everybody, like you're still going to have ignorance, you're still going to have things that happen. But I think the people that I've had conversations with, conversations that I've seen where people have done podcasts or interviews or just listening to different artists, it seems as if they are carrying and conducting themselves differently, especially ones that are on a major level.
Yeah.
You see the victory lap flags in the social media posts. You continuously hear artists referencing Nipsey Hussle. They got the Nipsey book club thing, and you can read the books that he was reading. So I will say that things have changed. There has been a slight shift. I won't say that it's an impactful as to where people ain't killing each other and you don't see violence, but I do think that a lot of people took into account what Nipsey Hussle meant and are trying to continue that marathon continues message, and it has resonated with a lot of people in hip-hop.
I heard so when this first happened, I heard, you know, the common thing to say was that it was the biggest death since Tupac, and what kind of impact that this would have. And I heard even people say that, man, this is going to stop violence in L.A. Like, this is going to stop gang culture. And I was like, man, I'm like, bro, y'all got to slow down. There's no one singular event that's going to stop any of that. Like, it's just not possible. It's too complex of a situation. But I will say this, though. I made an observation. I went to a show not too long after this happened, and the DJ was warming the crowd up, and he was going through his kind of like R.I.P. section. You know, you play Biggie, you play some Pac. We in Atlanta, so they play some Shorty Low. Nipsey does not have a go-to song to play in that situation, and that is going to he doesn't have one.
I disagree.
What's the song?
Blue Laces too.
And nah. Since warm up a crowd at a show?
Post-death, I think Blue Laces 2 is something Rex that you could put on.
That ain't it either.
No, Rex in the middle.
That's not big enough.
No, yeah.
Bro, you're not playing that behind I'm Ambitious as a Rider, bro.
What about Rap Niggas?
Yeah.
That ain't it either.
Double Up.
That ain't it either.
It's too slow.
That's what I'm saying.
Rex in the Middle is it.
He doesn't have a record. Bro, you can have, there's three or four Pac records you can play to get the party started is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, Biggie, but he's not as big as an artist as Pac. But I don't know where that.
But that's what's going to hurt, because that's the reason.
Records,
yeah, no, he has records that are
victory lap.
Well, okay,
you
see
understand
what you're saying. But Nipsey isn't a club artist though.
Oh, he never
Nipsey's never made a club song, so I get what you're saying. It don't fit into the DJ's set per se.
Right.
If you're playing a Blue Laces 2 or if you're playing a Double Up, but I think Nipsey has a respect as to where you ain't gonna turn your nose up if Double Up come on after All Eyes on Me, regardless of the tempo or whatever it may be. I think he has the enough persona where you can slide that Blue Laces. Like, Blue Laces 2, I've heard a million times since he's died, and it means something differently, and it ain't just somber either. It's like almost a motivational song, especially the second verse when he's talking about Dr. Sebi and Rick Ross and his whole building thing. So I think that you can, I totally get what you're saying, but you can slide it in there just because of the what Nipsey
and
was.
If you want up-tempo, you can play Last Time That I Checked.
That's the closest one.
Yeah, okay.
That's the closest record. But see, that's what
check
helps.
Me out.
That that's what helps make someone's legacy last longer is that they have records that carry on. Mm-hmm. Right. And when he was playing the mix, and I was like, because he played Hail Mary, and listen, when you in a club setting, bro, people,
listen,
it's a little bit of a different feeling that you're looking for.
I'm from Atlanta, and if they're playing Shawty Low, who got records for his death, they can play some Nipsey Hussle.
Nah, Shawty Low got
records. Yeah,
I'm saying, no, he has records, but he has club. That's what you're talking about.
Right, for sure.
He's a club artist. That's what I'm saying. So
that's what's hurting Nipsey is what I'm saying.
If a good DJ, you can put songs on.
Last Time That I Checked is close.
Last time I checked is pretty close. Yeah. Who's going to take that Nipsey spot from the West Coast?
I think you're sleeping on the West Coast, though. Yeah, I think you just kind of done it. I was going to get to that.
Come on.
YG
bro, the West Coast is
Nipsey, though.
Thick.
No, I'm saying like a Nipsey type.
Well, you do realize YG sold more records than Nipsey, right?
I'm talking about an artist.
He don't appeal to the same crowd.
No.
I get what he's saying. Like, YG appeals to
a big artist.
Yeah, he is. But Nipsey appealed to Nipsey appealed to you if you ain't just listening to gangster rap. Nipsey, exactly. He appealed to you if you in the cryptocurrency, yeah, if you're into reading books. People, but he's talking about impact.
Impact, dude.
So that was the impact. That's why Nipsey's impact was so big. So if Kendrick is still there. Music.
But
Kendrick Lamar is still there.
But it's just through his music.
And that's why he's saying who's going to take that spot.
Well, the personality, nobody. Nobody didn't have that personality that he got, like where you got him sitting down there talking to Gary V, and like they having conversation and you are into it. I don't think nobody got that. Even Kendrick. Kendrick music may be this, or exactly. You may have good personalities out there, but the authenticity of what Nipsey was trying to do, I don't see that.
He does a lot. Kendrick does a lot through music, and
right.
You look at Nipsey, he did music and also outside of the booth as well. So I don't see anybody doing both. YG's not.
You gotta think that Victory Lap was technically his first album.
Yeah, for sure.
So he didn't really get time to get the music career where it really could have been.
If you look at rap as a whole, not many people are doing what Nipsey does.
That's true. He's a one on one.
I think it's why he hit our community so hard because he was very few people that did what he did. I will say though, the opportunity is there for someone like a Schoolboy Q. I'll stick to that.
It's wide open.
And in our preview podcast, I predicted him having a big year. I think he kind of dropped the ball with his album, but he has the personality. From a fun standpoint, not entrepreneurship, but someone that you want to know what they got going on. His Instagram is funny. Like
School
I think,
Boy Q?
Yes,
Schoolboy
Q.
His Instagram is hilarious.
He's a funny kid. He's a funny guy. I like him, and I think that he has an opportunity in that vacancy to step up.
Sure.
Nothing.
Right. Personality? You pick him over YG as personality?
Yeah, I think more people gravitate to Schoolboy than they would YG.
Yeah, Schoolboy
people
don't like
YG.
YG's
way more popular than him.
You're saying people like YG music. YG
sales,
is standoffish though.
That don't
like,
mean
people
no.
don't
he
like
just
him.
Personality.
Yeah, like people. YG is a standoffish guy. Like people
YG
really
seems
like
to
him.
Take himself very seriously. In interviews, and I don't
I'm
know
just
if
saying,
everybody.
If you walked up to 10 girls right now asking about Schoolboy Q. Eight of them be like, what?
I don't doubt that.
Yeah. Because YG is more.
But he's a big
they also can't name a Nipsey song either, though. Yeah. Those eight girls that you're asking.
Yeah. Right.
Moving on. Speaking of ladies, that's a nice little segue, Twin, on accident. I like that.
Nothing is on accident, sir.
during our prediction show, I made the bold prediction that there would be a female rap takeover this year, especially on the front of the freshman class cover. What do you guys think? Locke, I'm going to kick it with you, man, of the female rap takeover this year.
Well, you know, you got City Girls. You got Meg Thee Stallion.
Period.
It was one of those things with City Girls where her going to jail kind of helped, per se.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it brought a lot of tension.
Shout out JT.
True.
So
Free JT.
Free JT.
They had that whole Free JT situation going. Then, like, your girl Meg Thee Stallion.
That's my baby.
She's blown up. One thing you haven't really seen is people put them against each other like they normally do in the past.
That's
and
true.
That's the good thing I like.
Because
it seems like every time a female artist comes out,
speak on it.
She'll have a good album, good song, and then if another female comes out, the media automatically wants to put them against each other.
But you know why that's changed, though? It's because there's a bigger pool of them now. Mm-hmm. There's not just A and B.
Right.
Now you got somebody for everybody. If you want to listen to if you don't want to listen to the sex talk, you can listen to the Tierra Whack.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you still got there's levels now. Before, there was usually just level one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one person. It's Nicki and Cardi or Foxy and Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it for the most part.
Right.
Now there's a deeper pool of people coming up that you can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you riding to that Megan Thee Stallion, Jay?
And that's the whole point. That was my next point. That we got to find a female artists that guys can actually listen to.
Rhapsody.
I can listen to Cardi.
Besides
Rhapsody
too. Cash Doll can really rap.
I'm not listening to Cash Doll.
Tierra
can really, really rap. But Young and May is the best female. She can really rap, dog.
Young and May can rap her ass.
No, Meg Thee Stallion better.
What I'm
saying.
Yeah, Meg Thee Stallion better.
Bars?
No.
She make better music, though.
She make better, yeah.
That's a fact.
Bars, though?
No, bars. Young and May can rap.
That's the only, her and Nicki.
I think y'all see
it. To a woman to bar them the fuck up.
Yeah, I think y'all saying that because she reminds us of like the guys that got the bars. Like
she do.
Anime. Like that's
She doesn't. Her music doesn't match her bars.
Right.
But see, that's the thing that talks to the depth of the how many ladies are because this dude's like it. This dudes that got bars and their music ain't really hitting no one. There's a hundred of them.
Fred the Godson.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? King Los.
Joel like Ortiz. Yeah.
Don't do Dave East.
He got songs. He can't make songs.
He got a few.
He can't make songs. That was good. But Young and May has put out songs that people don't even know that's a really good song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't biting that.
Is she still rapping?
I ain't gonna lie. She shouldn't even. It's disrespectful that she's even coming up.
Because she's the best.
Especially with all the females that are.
It's just right going now. To be very hard for any of you guys at this table to sit and ride around listening to T.I.
Yeah, I agree with that. Or Cardi B, Stallion, or City Girls. It's fun. It's fun music.
Yeah, like, yeah, but
if I want to be, yeah, like I have to be in a mood. You got to be with your girl. You got to be in a group setting. It's not anything where I'm gonna be riding out. Let me put this Meg in. Yeah,
Cardi album was fire though. Cardi album was fire though.
But if I'm with my girl, I can rob.
That's what I'm saying.
I think also too though we have to give some credit to Cardi for the female movement. Because I don't think that she's when you had Lil' Kim at the top, she was standoffish. True. When you had Nicki at the top, she was standoffish. When Cardi had her Bodak Yellow run, she was inviting. Mm-hmm. And I think that spread to the City Girls, that spread to Meg Thee Stallion. And now we have this whole movement where like they like females are cool, they're not being pitted against each other.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
What you laughing
at? Cardi way too much fucking credit.
No, she did, though.
That's where it came
really
from. Because Nicki was hating on her.
I mean, she's on the top one.
I get the part about her and Nicki, but I don't think she was responsible for Meg or the City.
Well, I think so. I won't say that she's
the attitude.
There's not anything where she's directly responsible for their careers, but just like you said, the attitude.
Oh, just the temperature of the culture.
Yeah, that's just being open to like, yeah, I work with her. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Nicki had that. It wasn't that energy when Nicki was at the top. It's like, it's me, bitch, and you better get in line.
Yeah, Nicki could bar you the fuck up.
Yeah, she for sure.
She wraps circles around Cardi, by the way.
No, for sure. Yes. And another person we're not mentioning is Kamaya. Kamaya can really rap as well.
Kamaya is banging.
Yeah, nah,
she made good party records.
Yeah, I'm just saying she can really rap.
YG album is fire. Yeah. She got a couple records on
it. Oh, okay.
We done with the YG references.
YG flag. That's your man.
Give him a red flag.
I'm looking for the check, dude. Right. That's your man. You something today.
Because you like to ignore good music. It's a sleeper album. At the end of the year, mark my words.
Man, we get it. YG album is good.
We get it.
Also,
bro, understood.
Real quick on remixes, they have to have more than one female artist on there too. Might not get two or three women on a track. You can only get one woman. There's two or three guys on every track. Get two girls on a remix track.
We got options now, though.
I'm looking for the Meg Thee Stallion City Girls Cardi B song.
Yeah, it's gonna be shaky.
Somebody has to do Ladies Night 2020.
Yeah,
you gotta do Ladies Night 2020.
It's long overdue.
Written by Lil Yachty.
I don't want to hear that.
Meg right on bars. Got
weird flex, but okay.
Moving on in our third hip hop topic. It's summertime, man. It's hot outside. 90 some degrees down there. It's getting up there. Y'all know what time it is. The big dogs come out during the summer. Let me ask you, Jay, what albums are you looking forward to this summer season?
Wale's Untitled album. I'm ready for that.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Wale.
That was your number
six.
One.
That's my for sure.
It came out the gate with Wale.
The Gemini project.
Well, that song banging though.
It's cool, I can think it's a street single that he's dropping, so I'm waiting for the mashup with him.
So underrated.
Wale and Big Sean, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big Sean been. Oh, listen.
I got plenty. But
Big Sean scammed me on Instagram and social media
now.
Scammed
like, you?
Scaring me. You the only one with headphones on can't hear. Scaring me.
I heard him loud.
Thank you.
Yeah, everybody heard that one.
He been talking real. He been in his feelings lately. You know what I'm saying? Been going through a lot of things.
At Janae Box series.
Clearly.
I like that out of artists. I like when artists get emotional and get in their feelings and stuff.
As long as it don't affect the art, though. But like Big Sean's supposed to have dropped by now.
Take your time with it. If you can perfect it, take your time. I don't want
to
rush it.
Sean's going to drop.
Man, that nigga been supposed to drop for 2 years.
Nah, Sean's going to drop. I'm telling
to you, he's supposed to drop.
No, according to their release schedule. Shit, he come here 2 years. He ain't came out yet. He's supposed to be out there.
Last album, 2017, I decided.
Well, he had a joint with Metro Boomin.
And that was banging. People slept on that. I really liked that.
Underrated.
Very it was underrated. Cool. How y'all feel about Chance's album?
I'm waiting on the Chance. I'm waiting on the Chance.
Stop Smoking Cigarettes. It's going to be lit.
Is that the name of it?
I hope so.
I hope not.
I
hope not.
He stopped smoking cigarettes.
I hope that's not
that was funny, too.
He killed you.
He did, definitely. I think Chance, if anybody, he's nervous about his album. Did y'all see his little Twitter spat here?
What happened?
So, one of his day one fans was talking about how he was making music and stuff and how he was kind of disappointed. And Chance just responded, he was like, man, fuck you, eat a dick.
Damn.
You know, Chance is like, he ain't that dude. Well,
he had time.
You know
he
what that
time
is.
That
exactly. That's the pressure of the album getting ready to come
out. Agitation of quitting
and
tobacco.
The guy responded, he was like, damn, that's how you going to respond to me? I'm a day one fan. Sure. Yeah, that's definitely quitting cigarettes.
I'm telling you.
And he was like, I'm a day one fan. That's how you treat me. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And then he responded, he was like, man, eat a dick. Like in all caps this time. So
I mean, he meant
he definitely stressed out about that album, but I'm waiting on that Chance. I'm waiting on that Kendrick. I think we're gonna get a Kendrick album. And I am waiting on
definitely not getting a Kendrick album this summer.
I believe we're getting a Kendrick
album.
I think that the schedule is like this. It's time for a Kendrick album, it's time for a Chance album. I'm waiting on both of those. Those are my two big and Big Sean.
Lock, who you looking for?
Man, I'm looking for Rick Ross album.
Yeah, thank you,
Simply,
Lock.
Simply because Justice League is back.
Thank you. Oh
God, if you go back and go through Ross's album when they're Justice League.
Undefeated.
Oh, my God. He always gives you a banger like that. And
dumb fact.
I was waiting on somebody to say, y'all been talking about YG and
when
shit.
When he matched up with Justice League, man, it's like magic. Like, it was just made to go together. And he always has the one summer vibe song.
Of course.
On his album, like the one with Chris and Michelle had, or the one with Neo, he always gonna give you a song like that. So I'm looking forward to that Ross.
That Ross Port of Miami 2 is shaping up to be bananas.
I hope you're not disappointed.
I doubt it.
He always gives you one, Fat Niggas in the sauna with Jules, Fat Nigga running on the beach. So I'm excited.
I'm relating.
You know what I'm saying? Something cool, man.
I'm relating to that shit.
What about that Yandy, man, though?
That Yandy?
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
He gearing up, though.
Yeah, allegedly they're gearing up. Sci-Hi the Prince said that they was in the lab cooking up a couple joints. And when he gets with Sci-Hi, you know, mysteriously his shit turns out pretty straight.
Ain't no mysterious about it.
I wonder.
Yeah, we know why. But I need to make sure that Ye is in the right headspace before we get any new music. Yeah. I am still in the vein of, I still don't think he's actually like dropped the ball yet. I like all of his projects, honestly. I don't think he's missed.
He hasn't
missed.
He didn't miss.
I don't think he's missed.
What did he miss on?
Are y'all serious right now?
Yes. He missed on everything.
Yeezus is an acquired taste. That's fair.
Bro,
you changed that up.
No, I
you changed
didn't.
That
no,
tune
I didn't.
Up.
I said I like five songs on that.
It's only starting off with nine.
It's only nine on there, Locke, and you started off with only like two songs on there.
Yeezus
is fine.
I like the Yeezus, but I can see somebody saying that they don't, so I'll let y'all slide with that. But it's actually a good project.
Today.
I listen to it all the time.
Big cap.
On the ride in.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was my last year. I'm
definitely looking forward to the Dreamville compilation.
Knew that was
cool. Of course. Where your flag at?
It's right on
where your flag.
Can't wait till that shit drop and get out of the way.
Please drop.
They just dropped two very nice records. Dreezy
was murdering that, though. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Jay
did his thing. And Dreezy had a very surprise verse on her. She killed it.
Dreezy
did the girl?
Dreezy killed
she
it.
She snapped.
Snapped.
I like Dreezy.
And that J.I.D. Record is too tough.
Yeah, I like he was.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to Dreamville. Definitely want to hit at Ross for sure. And Wale for sure as well.
Y'all waiting on that ADHD?
I am. You know I am. I've been waving that Jordan Lucas flag. Yeah. I think it's shit going to go.
I'm good.
Those bars. I'm good. Those are wasted bars right there.
I'll remember that when that shit drop and y'all hit me up. Like, man, you know what? That Jordan Lucas is all right.
Yeah, nobody put that in
couple,
the summer.
A couple I see on here. Childish Gambino. Y'all waiting on that?
Yeah. I
don't know what it's going to be. Yeah. I need to know what that's going to be.
Cudi. Cudi's gonna come out this year.
I almost don't
wait on that at all.
I'm humming.
Kid Cudi. Wait, what?
He's gonna be in drag.
He gonna be in drag on the front.
Man, dude, them Kid Cudi hums.
Now that's Young Thug.
Oh, I gotta say, hold on, man.
Freddie Gibbs and
Madlib.
Your
man
is stop. Stop.
Yeah, y'all didn't see Cudi come out with drag stuff. Kid Cudi was taking a serious experiment.
I don't
like,
give a damn.
Young
what
Thug is trolling.
I don't care what he's doing. As long as he's humming on these records, dog.
Okay, cool.
I'm good.
Cool. As long as you don't care.
Humming and drag.
Freddie Gibbs and Madlib.
I am ready for that Freddie Gibbs. Though. That's
I'm definitely ready for that album.
That's
going to
bang. For sure.
Yeah.
The French Montana dropping.
No, skill. Ain't nobody checking for
French
that.
French Montana might be the worst nigga to make a commercial ever, bro. He's a terrible rapper.
Kill Elwood.
He got
Fall Off.
He got some records.
Oh, yeah. J. Cole come out this summer?
It's like Kill
I hope so. I want to say, you know, I'm ready. Overall, I'm waiting on J. Cole.
We know we can hear.
We know that.
Yeah, for sure.
And last but not least,
tell your boy
I'm so disappointed in reading this.
Who?
Thug Motivation 104.
Nah.
I'm so mad about that, man.
Jeezy lost too much weight, dog.
Jeezy needs to stop rapping, bro.
Looks healthy, man. Shout out to Jeezy, man.
You going to do that line of cap that far?
That's where the music was at in the Husky.
So you waiting for that Thug Motivation 104?
No, I'm not waiting for it, per se, no. But I'm not mad at it.
He should not name that Thug Motivation.
No, that's his last album. You ruining that.
But he's saying that's his last album. You got to go out on that, though.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to. If it's your last.
What kind of fan are you, man? What's up?
But do you believe it's his last album?
Probably not. Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So don't do that. You like T.I.'s last album?
Yeah. I'm a bigger T.I. fan than Jeezy.
Oh, yeah, well, me too.
Too Short retired in 1999.
Getting
dropped in there.
Getting it, nigga. I remember the song. Short, I bought that. It was an orange CD. Short, getting it. I love it.
Too Short's one of the first rappers I ever listened to, man. Blowjob Betty, third grade.
Cocktails was mine.
Yeah, Cocktails was bad.
I'm a player that whole
album. I'm going to talk about my first hip
hop. Who was it?
MC Hammer?
Acanelli. Ooh, that's rough.
MC Hammer, that was
that's
not bad.
It's pretty bad.
It is. That's bad.
Pretty bad. That's why I got
everybody
that typewriter.
To MC Hammer.
Run
that's
up
why
on
I got
Hammer.
That typewriter like how I got.
Run up on Hammer though.
Uh-oh.
Typewriter Uh-oh. Contract. Uh-oh. I'm telling you, nobody wants to see me.
Man, next up, man. Before we get out of here, let's talk this fashion talk. We got three Fresh for Dummies topics. Man, first off, Beyonce with the big boy deal with Adidas, collaborating with them for her Ivy Park brand. Locke, I'm starting with you. Beyonce Adidas shoes, if they come out, man, are you rocking them? What you going to do with that?
I'm not working them.
Okay.
Not at all. No way. I
just wanted to see what your temperature was with the Beyonce Adidas.
I'm sure all the girls in the Beehive that will be first in line, it will be sold out in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. He's going to have that kind of Kanye Yeezy feel. And we're going to see another wave with Adidas, which Adidas needed this because at a point, Adidas had taken over.
For sure.
And Nike, of course, being Nike, figured it out and went back on top. So this is going to give Adidas that push, just getting Beyonce. And I know Reebok is sick. Y'all talked about it on the Fresh for Dummies. They will never make that mistake again if not having a person of color in the boardroom when you're bringing in a big artist that is a person of color.
They won't have a big artist in their boardroom no more. Don't even worry about
Cardi,
that.
They got Cardi, though. Y'all seen those Cardis?
Slaw.
You rocking them?
Not for me.
Lil Baby signed, women,
Lil Baby signed with Reebok, too.
Yeah, ooh. I mean,
I did see
QC.
The hippie didn't they?
Yeah. QC got the plug with that Reebok. Mm.
What's that Beyonce Adidas? Is she doing shoes or is it just the clothes?
Not shoes and clothes.
It's the Ivy Park.
Yeah, it's Ivy Park.
Yeah, they're revamping it because it was trash.
But are they bringing shoes though?
Yeah, shoes.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. She became the sole owner after cutting ties with her co-founder that was found.
Right.
With some sexual misconduct.
Hold on,
stuff.
What happened?
Mm. Yeah, some sexual misconduct stuff that was going on with her co-founder. So she bought that person out and.
This is strictly for the ladies.
Strictly for the ladies, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I'm sure dudes are going to slide into some of those Beehive Adidas.
What?
For sure. I'm sure dudes are.
What if they were like a unisex shoe, like how them Yeezy 350s
are? But
they're
not going to be unisex.
No.
But I'm saying, but the Yeezys are, though.
The Yeezys aren't.
Yeah,
aren't
I'm talking about the Beyonce line is not unisex.
What I'm saying is the clothing brand isn't either, but it was a dude that we went to school
with. Would
you
wear Ivy Park?
That had on a full Beyonce outfit. About, I mean, no, like, he wasn't. No, he's a heterosexual male.
I didn't say anything about his.
Whoa. So you saying he was a straight heterosexual male with Ivy Park on?
With the full Beyonce.
Wow. Is he a fan or something?
That's a weird flex.
I don't know.
Clearly.
Yeah, I guess he is.
One of your people, though.
No, you got beat up by his sister. And they took his out on why so, you do that.
So what if they put out, what if she does, that's a good question, what if she does put out an Adidas shoe like the Serena Blazer?
You see what I'm saying?
That's
what I'm
saying.
Serena
Air
Max. Yeah, I'm looking at y'all
that's different. No,
you're
that's
not
different.
Wearing them Serena Blazer or them 9-7s?
You wearing those 9-7s.
You're wearing those.
I can't get in women's shoes. So.
Man, come on, man.
But they make them
size.
They make them big.
There you go, bro. Man. I can't get in women's shoes.
I mean, to be honest, I think all of that is overblown. I'm not a big fan of them, no. They're made for women. Keep women in them.
But the lane is super clear with Rihanna.
Small feet.
Not
do that.
This ain't super clear with Rihanna being gone from Puma, so I think Beyonce and the Beehive will take full advantage of it.
Great
sure.
move by Adidas.
Oh
sure.
yeah, no, yeah.
Oh no, that's a big move. They got all the big dog names though.
How did Puma let her get out the door?
That's a great question.
Rihanna,
is she going someplace else?
I think the contract was just
the contract ended. Hurt. Yeah, and she just bowed out.
She got a lot going on.
Yeah, she
Puma,
got her own.
But you know what though, she did. What she needed for Puma. Puma got what they needed about it, her, because
sure.
now that attracted a whole gang of other people. Now they got the NBA players, big dog lottery picks from last year.
Yeah.
They got Jay. They even got the Nipsey collab still coming out. Yeah. So she actually, you can credit her for
foundation
making Puma Star, slick still relevant.
She was the first artist. You know? Yeah. Well, her.
I like
and
what
then,
Puma's doing.
And then Big Sean, for sure. Yeah. They were the first two big artists.
That's a fact. Moving on, man. Speaking of trends. Apparently, Ivy Park is a trend for dudes. Let Jay tell it.
Yeah, I don't know.
What other new trends
Twin
can we look for?
I look right over in the corner of my guy, Walsh, like, damn, son. You going to let him do your brothers like that, man?
Some of these trends we see, man. Shout out to Fresh for Dummies, though. We called a lot of these tie-dye shirts.
Sure.
Things of that nature, turtlenecks. We saw a lot of those early in the year when it was a little chilly chill. What else can we expect this year, Jay? I'm sticking to you, man. You're the expert.
We'll start it up. Nah, for sure. We'll start with tie-dye. Tie-dye is back. How you guys feel about tie-dye?
I don't believe you.
I'm good on that.
It's definitely back. It's definitely back.
It's definitely one.
I got a couple of shirts. I ain't gonna lie.
Stussy.
One of them is.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
I'm good on the tie-dye. Yeah. Even though I'm not mad at it, though.
Yeah. It's get Husky Nation approved.
Nah, it's not Husky Nation approved. I can dig that. No, not at all.
Yeah, for sure. What about baggy pants coming back?
It's not baggy. Let's state it correctly. It's wide. Wide pants.
Baggy.
It's not baggy.
If it ain't slim, it's baggy.
Back in the day when we rocked big pants, their sizing was also wrong, incorrect.
Okay.
With these pants, your sizing would be correct, and they're just wide legs.
Still baggy, though.
Still baggy though.
I ain't rocking no baggy pants.
I'm not either.
I'm not.
I ain't mad at it.
You wearing baggy pants?
I ain't mad at it.
So once you see how the slims hit off your shoes, you can't go back to the wide legs.
There's no coming back from
it. You can't see your shoes with those.
Yeah, I understand that point. But I'm not mad. It just depends on how wide they are.
So yeah, you.
I like ladies wearing that shit. They can sauce it up. We look crazy, man. I'm not rocking that shit. We're not going back in time.
Your imagination is taking you to a different place than what it actually.
Where is your imagination taking you?
I mean, I don't think they're not that wide. They're not like super wide. I've seen them. The fashion shows. No, I don't own a pair right now.
Would you buy a pair?
I won't say I won't.
What shoes would you wear?
Man, complete the fence. Yes or no?
Nigga, all on the fence, man.
Nuts hurt. Maybe. I don't know.
Some basic with the shoes, because the shoes, like you said, they will be understated.
Sure.
I don't have basic shoes, though. Lock.
anybody else got any of these baggy pants?
No, I'm not wearing baggy pants. I can't go back. With that.
Next joint. Short shorts are back. Are we doing shorter shorts?
I
that's above the knee, gang. That's what it
above
is.
Above the knee? It's hard. Above the knee. I got one barely above the knee, and I don't even like it.
Yeah. I don't like rocking.
I only watch them on the beach.
I ain't walking outside no boxes, bro.
Right, yeah, I can't.
But they're not that short.
Above the knee. I'm above the knee.
I seen this man Instagram. Like, I have access to his Instagram. Yeah, he up there. Like, Jay always.
Damn, Hov.
Yeah, Jay, I done seen you some.
Bro. Damn,
you
know what I'm saying?
Hood,
I can't.
Don't do that, bro. We from the same hood. Don't say that I'm in short shorts, bro.
I can't do the short shorts.
I'm above the knee, gang, for sure.
I'm not mad at right above the knee.
Yeah.
Like, right above the knee.
But there's a long range of above the knee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's levels
right above.
I'm not saying. John like Stockton right, short, but above the knee.
He's saying John Stockton short. He said he's seen you.
Damn, bro. Here's the thing.
Relax, nigga.
Here's the thing, though. It's built for a person, you know, that don't have cankles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't fit enough for them yet.
You understand what I'm saying?
I ain't going to lie. I ain't fit enough to ride the rise up joints.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Nigga.
So, you know, you got to get in the gym.
That's why you get the wide legs.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
You're getting a little ventilation with the distress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I can't believe you tried to play me with the shoes.
Yeah, I did.
It hurt me.
But look, though, I was so surprised when I came across him. I was like, man, what is this nigga?
He capping, bro. I know he's talking about some Supreme shoes.
You know exactly, what I'm talking about, too. Yeah. I was like, man, what is this?
Them shoes they young. They young, though. I'm going to be real. They young. No, it's okay.
They weren't that young.
You were sitting down, man.
Yeah.
That's
fresh off the Achilles, dog. Yeah, that was last summer.
For sure.
So far ahead of my time.
You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, they knew already.
I knew what you were talking about. I was thinking about like what shorts that I have that are shorter.
Yeah.
And short-term. Those are shorter. Yeah.
Shortest.
So they're shortest. Hey, man, for sure.
No, they're shorter.
Okay.
Chill out, lot.
Okay, I'm shortest.
You just said they were shorter than
they
shorter.
They were short. They're above the knee game.
Okay. You on your way to a pool party?
Oh, that's funny.
That's what we doing?
I'm asking. I don't know.
Okay. They weren't that short. We'll show you once we finish.
I heard it is
my
man's,
right?
Yeah,
that's
shoot,
my
man. Right at you, man. Y'all grew up in the same hood.
Yeah, man. We grew up in the same hood. It's crazy.
I opened.
Yeah, y'all hold worse. Each other down.
Sure. No, they don't. No,
they don't.
Don't. That is a misconception.
Is it?
Yes.
Y'all have it for a reason, nigga.
Let's move on to the mismatch patterns. How you guys feel about that?
I'm with it.
Yeah. I think that's dope, man.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I don't know.
Some people can pull it off.
I don't like it.
Sure.
Miss me. I'm a pattern.
It's real quiet.
Hard
pass. Yeah, you're not doing mismatch patterns.
Nah.
I've seen you in mismatch patterns.
Damn.
Was it intentional?
I don't even wear patterns, nigga, so I know you.
I wear
t-shirts and fly shoes, dude. I don't even wear patterns.
Tell
them. That's what I'm
saying. I like that.
I can't.
T-shirts and fly shoes.
I like to step outside the box sometimes, so I'm not mad at it.
Right. And the newest trend, silk collar shirts.
Nah.
See a lot of those.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Yeah.
I ain't doing no
Did you go out last week in Miami?
I'm not Miami. I can see that though.
Nah, this the rave though. I went to like a little. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
They leave them open a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Leave them open a little bit. Like, yeah,
but these was like hood niggas. Though.
Yeah, not for sure. It's on their taco meat.
Now, granted, those are Versace the Gucci shirts.
Yeah, it was like a hood. It was almost like a hood Miami Vice type vibe. Dog, like,
that's the wave right now. That's all you gonna see.
I gotta see that.
Somewhere in a perfect environment. I gotta be in the right environment.
Tropical climate
felt dangerous to me.
Yeah,
niggas with taco meat, a little chains and shit. That's
scary. Scary. Yeah, I was taco meat.
Taco meat.
Yeah, in Miami, meat, like, yeah. He had the dredge and shit. I like
that.
Yeah,
that was the last joint.
Pappy Mason right there.
Silk collar shirt.
All right, man, before we get out of here, man. Now, we have a running joke in the Realville group chat. The bougie meter is a real thing in the chat. Goodness. And it's time to finally put it to bed.
Let's do it.
We need to get the rankings. Who's number one on the bougie meter?
Twin.
We could have said that unanimously.
Yeah, that's it. He's a Zion
unanimously
Williams.
Unanimously?
That was unanimously.
See what I'm saying?
See? It is right there. It was the bait. And you fell for it. You fell right for the bait, nigga.
Unanimously or unanimously? I'm sorry. Which one is it?
He the Zion Williams.
Sound like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he the Zion of bougie.
Running off
real deal.
For sure. Who's number two?
Who's number two?
Lou number two.
Get out of here. That's
Lou's number two.
You might be number two, though.
Lou's number two.
You might be number two.
Slick might be.
I'm the only everyman here at Realville Media. Oh, everyday real person can identify with me. The everyday real person can identify with me.
Not for sure.
Okay. You, not Little Richard Hell over here. Just you second though.
No, I'm not second.
My guy Sean Walsh, I love him to death, but he third.
Not for sure.
Chris probably fourth.
I'll take that.
And then everybody else.
I'm middle of the room.
Chris might be high. He had the cops come to his door and making friends with him.
Yeah, yeah, and he was trying to talk to him. He got his number and shit.
Yeah, I was
I'm doing it too, though.
Thank you. You see what I'm saying?
Lou, you got hair products, though. I'll take it to another level.
I walk around with them.
You got the hair products.
For your hair.
That puts you in, too.
I do.
Yeah. And you hella designer.
Men need to be more serious about their grooming.
I agree.
That's true.
I agree.
I'm leading the male grooming line product in 2000.
Well, let's just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
You the face of it?
Yes.
Shit. This motherfuckers are doomed.
I'm gonna send my consultations your way, son. Nah, you need them.
You see that beard before you come my way.
Nah, for sure. It's man maintenance. You know what I'm saying? There's some people in the group chat.
For sure.
They probably don't partake in man maintenance. I'm not gonna say no name.
Please don't say
name.
Don't put nobody on blast.
I won't put nobody on blast like
good,
that.
Man.
But they're at the bottom of the barrel.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I'm just saying, you know, you have a conversation.
Gotta be number two. How is this not number two?
Nah,
you do need to take care of
you. John Morant. You John Morant right now. You number two.
The delivery.
Delivery, what he's saying.
Yeah, for sure.
You know John Morant.
I'm an everyday man. Lou change clothes, you know, 3-4 times a day.
I get you all.
Yeah, you're number two.
I'll keep it
number
five. You're number one.
I have for sure.
Twin said, man, I was this person's house.
Okay.
Looked in their fridge. I can't think of the name of the juice.
She had that bomb ass orange juice.
This nigga was like,
which one though?
Damn. He said to the chick, "You don't even have real orange juice."
Damn.
Wait a minute.
What did she have?
What
was the orange juice?
What was the orange juice?
Brighton early or some bullshit. It's not even juice.
It wasn't even Sunny Delight.
I picked it up. I said, "You realize it says 0% juice."
Look, that's the type of nigga that he is. You telling the chick in her fridge, like, look.
I can't bang with that.
Hey, look.
Come
on, this is 0% juice.
I had to stop talking to her.
She got kids?
Yeah, nah.
She ain't got no kids. You feed them to the kids. You can feed that to the kids.
Just bring my own juice. Just bring your own juice.
That tells me a lot about you as a person. I had to stop talking to her.
Yeah. Now for real,
she got the Boosie Collins.
Number
for sure.
One,
you are number one.
Yeah, he number one. That's already established.
Nah, the question is number two.
It's
AB,
you,
because
you would have did the same thing with the juice.
You definitely would have done the same thing. With
but 100%. I'm not bougie at all. I'm a man of the people.
Depend on which people we talking about.
I've been places with you. You like, man, we need to leave, man. That's because of the element in it.
Nah, you capping, dog. I ain't never said that's funny.
I've been to places with you, and
I mean, well, shit, Lou. Now you got to think of the places you talking about.
I've been to. Okay.
Jay, we just grabbing a piece. Nah, I can't.
I'm sure. Sir, shit, just I ain't gonna be around. You're right. But I think everybody at the table is like that. For
that
sure.
We just grow, man.
It's
grow.
It's grow.
To this point,
it's grow.
It's adulting. Yeah, that's all.
And if you look at it, Jeff, he's the everyday man of the everyday man.
For sure. For sure. Listen, man.
I don't know.
Y'all don't know what that mean, though. What does that mean?
You know what that mean.
Well, I don't know what that mean. I don't know what that mean.
Shout out to Weezy, man. Congratulations on the baby on his way, man.
Gracious. Oh my lord. Get it like a boy video to any video.
Jesus Christ.
Nah. Is that a secret?
Not anymore. You are hiding a child. No, I don't know.
Cut that out, DP.
Cut that out, DP. Cut that out, DP. All right,
no, yeah, no, we back.
Get your way out of this, but you,
now you very bougie, bro. Let me tell you why. I pull up to the crib, you know, after long 5-hour hike.
5 hours.
Yeah, it took me 5 hours to get here for sure. Trash. I talk about that another way. I know for sure. And I get to the house and I was like, man, look in the refrigerator. His face was on the refrigerator, dog.
What?
Man, yeah. Dude, his face, his mug was on
for
the
sure.
refrigerator.
That's a fact.
Dog, it was a sliding screen. It was like portfolio.
You know the Samsung screen TV?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because I looked at that refrigerator. Yeah, you hella bougie.
Hella bougie.
Yeah, you talking about
it. It was on sale at Best Buy. Yeah.
Nah, you got a Tesla fridge.
Yeah, I want to talk about
it. You got to right down. You just put it in.
It was on sale at Best Buy.
For sure.
You want to talk about losing your appetite for you going to freeze.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Nah, yeah, for sure.
You look at your family portraits on the.
Yeah, no, for sure.
They
for
on
sure.
that too?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm on.
That's different. Yeah. Lock is.
Did you say, yeah, that's black?
I'm a man of the people, man. You know, I just.
Nah, yeah.
I don't know, though, Lock.
Lock pretty solid. Lock pretty down.
Lock said he won't cut grass.
Me, Lock, Jeff, and.
No, nobody on this table cut grass.
Who cuts grass at the table?
Big Jeff.
Exactly.
Jeff cut grass.
Big Jeff said he cut grass.
He's the everyday man, then. Okay, so on the bougie meter.
He cut grass in 2019.
Who?
Yes.
I think he capping by then. That ain't nothing.
I'm not cutting grass.
Yeah, but Lou is nowhere near the top. I took him out to eat. He embarrassed me with his orders. He was.
This is a fact. I'm definitely Lou, number seven boy, on
man,
the food.
Just, I want meat
nah,
and cheese.
No, you're not. Yeah, nah. Shout out to Weezy.
I'm worse than Weezy. I'll tell
nah,
you.
No,
you're
Weezy,
not.
No,
look.
No.
This
you eat vegetables?
Hold on. This
you eat vegetables? You eat vegetables?
I eat vegetables. Okay. Bro,
he throws up eating broccoli.
Hold on.
Weezy going to be hot at us by that, but it's true.
He threw up eating broccoli. You know, like a little kid is eating food and
he wouldn't eat it.
He just sit at the table.
Who, Weezy?
Weezy. Grown ass man. Shout out to Weezy.
Yeah.
That's my guy, man. Hey, but we went to a Mexican restaurant and they brought out, because Lou has chips and salsa, right?
Of course.
So they brought out various sauces.
They brought the worst chips and salsa. And nigga, you like, order chips and salsa. They brought like four different kinds of salsa. They were four different colors. The chips like,
expand
what
your
the
palate,
fuck is
man.
This? Yeah. I want chips and salsa.
He wanted to go to Taco Bell.
Exactly. Exactly. I want regular Mexican chips.
You're not eating Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's still good,
AB,
though.
Yeah, he's the only person to eat,
you still
Taco,
eat Taco Bell.
Bell.
If I won the lottery, I'm eating Taco Bell.
Oh, that's
Taco Bell is disgusting, bro.
What?
It's so bad.
No.
I'm not eating that shit.
It's underrated. It's a guilt. Everybody,
go 3 days without eating.
Everybody has a fast food guilty pleasure, do they not?
No.
You just had Popeyes,
that's
dude.
Not, nah, bro, that's different.
Everybody
biscuits.
Everybody
Popeyes.
Everybody eats chicken from Popeyes,
yes.
Still?
Yeah. Yes.
Man, we know by now that's clone chicken, man. Why
it's
the fuck y'all still
clone.
Eating that shit?
That shit was singular.
Taco frying taco.
That's the same chicken from KFC.
Please
still eat KFC?
No, it's not.
Please tell me nobody still eats Crystals or White Castle.
No.
Okay, good.
He hesitated.
Nah, my dog not eating it.
Come on.
My dog not eating it.
My stomach. I just no way I can eat it.
Nah, that means you eat.
You eating Crystals at 2 a.m.?
I get the chili cheese.
That's some Atlanta shit.
You might as well eat Taco.
That's some Atlanta shit.
You might as well eat Taco Bell.
I don't eat Taco Bell.
You might as well.
This nigga said he eats Crystal still.
On a drunk night. I don't care. No.
Who got an
nigga,
electric toothbrush?
That's three nights out the weekend.
I got an electric toothbrush.
You got an electric toothbrush?
I definitely
no, I don't.
Electric.
Y'all need
one. I'm in the market for one.
I had one a while ago, though. But that shit. They probably gotten better since
then. I'm definitely get one. I got my eye on the black one on Amazon.
That shit lit.
You sleep with a
now, see, he got his eye on one. That's different. He got it saved in his favorites and some old shit.
Yeah, I just picked mine up.
I just own one.
I just grab one.
I ain't the place to buy electric.
See? Yeah. You keep rising. Just keep talking and your ranking keep rising, brother.
That shit gonna last 10 weeks. You out of
here. I've had it for 10 weeks.
That's true. Twins sleep with a sleep mask on.
No, that's a lie. Now you capping.
No, I'm telling you.
For the camera. You capping for the camera.
No, I'm talking about the little eye thing.
Yeah, the sleep mask.
100%.
You're asking me.
Yeah, I'm asking.
I thought you were telling me. No, I don't sleep with no mask on my face.
I can see sure?
No,
I can see. I can see a loud noise.
Nah, I ain't saying it.
These just good jeans.
I ain't saying that
shout
shit.
Shout out to my mom and dad.
Yeah, not for sure. You got silk pajamas?
No.
And do your and are your slippers at the foot of your bed when you get out? And you
his cereal
is definitely in alphabetical order.
Your cereal's in alphabetical order.
Two boxes of cereal. He's lying.
What are they though?
They're organic. Y'all keep eating that General Mills to get you canceled. I'm good.
On that note, slam dunk number one on the bougie meter. That's uncontested.
Yeah, he's back
close.
But again, let everybody know where they can find you. Lou Star, where you? Where you
I
on
am
socials?
Spike Lou on the Twitch streets and Instagram, all that good stuff. All
right.
I'm Lock underscore the underscore,
underscore
great.
The, you got to say yours.
On Instagram and Twitter. That's THA. Shout out to the underscore game. fact.
Shit, go scroll for 3 days.
Lock underscore.
I am MXtra3 on all things social media. That is MXtra3.
I refuse to call you MXtra.
Yeah, I'm not.
I slipped up and did it one time. I was really hiding myself too. Yeah,
that nigga named Twin.
Facts.
Most definitely. I'm J-Hove, J-A-I-H-O-V. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, you said it kind of fast.
J-A-I-H-O-V.
How does your boy Animal_Brown on all things social media, man? Hey, to the next time, y'all.
We'll see you.
We out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.